Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, February 13th, 2025, pre-market report. This video, I apologize for being a little late. I was waiting for this producer price index number, wholesale price inflation to be announced, and it's an incredible situation as usual. So yesterday, we got the consumer price index, and this was came in way worse, way higher than anyone expected. Of course, not you, and certainly not me. We've been discussing how this is not going to stop, and I'm going to show you something that is going to blow your freaking mind in just a moment, just to give you just a hint as to where we are going. So we got this PPI number, producer prices index here. It came in more than twice what was expected. Here's Barron's this morning. So wholesale inflation sped up in January, coming in again twice as high as expected. The producer price index increased by 0.4% in January. The general consensus was this would only come in 0.2%. And this took everyone by surprise as, well, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, here's the situation. Either they believe that we are stupid or something else. And this isn't even real. This data is completely fake, has no bearing on reality whatsoever. Now, with regard to that and how it's hitting the market this morning, this stock market's in all kinds of trouble here, in case you haven't noticed. We haven't gone anywhere since the end of last year. December 5th was the high for the S&P 500. We still have not even, we're not there. Now, look, you and I understand, at least I hope you do, the only freaking way that they can prop up this stock market is by massive debt expansion, by massive currency purchasing power losses across the board, fostered by or brought about by what? Artificially suppressed rates. The fact that we have the creature, the other subhuman entity, Elizabeth Warren, demanding the Fed lower rates next meeting. And then you got Trump saying the same thing right now. He's back on that train. You got to be kidding me, man. Do they really not understand? Does either one of them not understand basic economics or basic finance? Certainly looks like that to Greg Manorino. You can't make this stuff up. But look, man. Let me show you what I'm talking about with regard to where we are going. This is in your inbox right now if you do subscribe to my newsletter, 100% free, link in the description of this video. Now, I'm going to show you a chart, and I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to point things out to you, all right? So let me just read this. Just look at this chart here. So, Lions, here. This is a chart of the money velocity going back right over here to 1960, okay, money velocity, the rate at which cash moves through an economy. Let me break this down for you real quick. In order to have a normal functioning economy, or a normally functioning economy, the rate at which cash moves through an economy should be high. Does that make sense to you? If an economy is booming, the rate at which cash is moving through the economy would be very high. In the case of an economy that's not going anywhere or is dead, you will see a drop in the money velocity like this. You see this drop here? Making sense to you? Now, I go on to say in my lovely post to you guys and girls here. So, as you can see here, let me point this to you. We are currently in a screaming downtrend here. Now, if you look all the way over here, you're going to see a little bump. You see that black circle? That little black circle is a bump in the rate at which cash is moving through the economy or the money velocity. This started under mummy man creature Bidenstine. Oh, does that mean that the economy was doing well and that's why we got this bump? No. That bump right here that you're seeing is why we're seeing inflation right now. Again, you all know this, all right? There is a huge lag effect. When you have a situation where the money velocity is slowing and slowing and slowing as it's moving through an economy, this is Obama, this is Trump, Biden, and then we got, you know, the tail end of Biden over here. When you were told during the Obama administration and all throughout the Trump administration that our economy was strong and we were booming, it was a lie in your face because they think you're not aware of something like the money velocity. You understand? We would have to see an uptrend in the rate at which cash moves for the economy to have a booming economy. But politicians don't know any other way other than to lie. And lie some more and deceive and deflect or whatever it might be. I think we're all on the same page, at least I hope so. All that happened during Obama, Trump, and Biden was vast, vast debt expansion, which has allowed the stock market to float on oceans and oceans and oceans of debt and the illusion of the market. Hey, look at my 401k, look at this. It's all not real. Those digits, they're just digits on a screen. They don't exist. There are some people that you're going to hear say something like this. Oh, well, my 401k is doing really, really great. My investments are doing great. So it's offsetting my cost of living. Obviously, this is a person, anyone who says this is someone who has absolutely zero understanding of how anything works here. This stock market is the biggest monstrous bubble in the history of the universe on the back of the biggest debt bubble the world has ever seen in the history of the world. So anyway, I go on to say, I talk about that bump here. Here. All right, here we go here. So look, if you look at this circled area here, you will see this bump. And this is where we are now. This bump is why we are seeing inflation right now. This bump is not because the economy is picking up. It's the effect of unneeded bills / excessive debt in the form of currency now chasing the same, or in this case, a lesser amount of goods. Now, I go on to say, if Elizabeth Warren and President Trump get their wish for the Fed to cut rates, next meeting here, this issue right here, you see that? Will worsen and the dollar will lose purchasing power faster. Moreover, it will also allow the Fed to monetize the debt. I covered a lot of this yesterday, but I wanted to show you what I'm talking about. This is proof positive that our economy is in free fall. Again, as I've been telling you for many, many years, this mechanism here is about to get much worse. Now, with regard to this little blip here at the end, as you can see, with the pickup in the money velocity, all that is, again, is all these unneeded bills which are starting to come back here to the United States, all this vast debt expansion in the form of currency, starting to chase, again, this is economics 101, people, in this case, a lesser amount of goods. It can't be stopped. This now doorway has opened for inflation to set in. Unless there is direct action against that, what we're about to see is going to rip your face off, all of us. It's going to rip all of our faces off because, again, think about what I'm talking about. When you have Elizabeth Warren and President Trump's demanding the Fed cuts rates, what does that do? You all know this. It means currency, purchasing power, devaluation, more inflation. Moreover, it allows the central bank to inflate, to create more cash out of nothing, get into the market and buy the debt, create more unneeded bills. That's really what we have here. A global economy that is contracting at its fastest pace we've ever seen. Global debt ballooning. Do you see the setup here? It should make sense to you what I'm saying here. So I'm going to tell you right now, you must prepare yourself for a much, much higher cost of living. I'm not even factoring in tariffs, reciprocal tariffs, or anything like that at all. This is just a normal function of economics and finance, which we have now, a situation where we're seeing the doorway to inflation open up via all these bills rushing back here to the United States. Now, the issue is exacerbated or made worse by the fact that the world is de-dollarizing people. I've been saying this for years. The people of the United States have no idea what's coming because they don't get the truth. They won't be told the truth by politicians, Elizabeth Warren, President Trump, about where we're going here. With regard to debts and deficits, okay, The setup here is so absolutely off the Richter scale. You're not going to believe what you're going to see. This economic news that we got today, this is not on Trump. This is not on Trump. We will not see the effect of President Trump's policy at all for a couple of months. Okay, so this is still on the last creature here. So consumer prices rising way more than expected. Wholesale prices coming in 2 times higher than they thought. What does that mean? You're going to pay for it. Do you think that these costs are not going to be passed on to you? What does this really come down to? The fact that we can't even afford to make a penny anymore, as you know. We can't even afford to make a nickel, but we phased out the penny first. The nickel is coming. Again, it takes 3 cents to make a penny. It takes 15 cents to make a nickel. Trump couldn't sign an executive order, which he did, to get rid of both the penny and the nickel at the same time, because that would get people to think. You understand? They would say, whoa, hold on a minute. Why are we getting rid of the penny and the nickel? Are we being phased out? Are we really being bridged into a cashless system? Of course we are. You all know that. But it has to be done in a boiling frog kind of a way. A mechanism here to keep people, okay, don't worry about the penny. We don't need it. It's a barbaric relic. And what's going to end up happening here since the penny is being omitted here is you're going to see prices obviously adjusted higher, not lower for you. And with regard to, again, look, I presented a very clear way that Donald Trump, our president, could right now fix the entire situation. The Gold Reserve Act of 1934 gives the President of the United States the power to monetize gold. Right now, we're monetizing the debt. And this is the Federal Reserve is so gleeful about that. When the central bank is allowed to issue debt in the form of currency, buy it back through another door, keep rates artificially suppressed. When you hear a president or a creature like Warren say, hey, you know, I demand lower rates here. That is obviously something the Federal Reserve or any central bank loves to hear, because that means they get to create digits on a screen and get in and buy more debt, period, the end. Again, issuing the currency through one door, buying it back through another door, period, the freaking end. That's what they want to hear. But could you imagine the shock waves that would be rippling through the hallways of the Federal Reserve if President Trump actually exercised his right as the President of the United States to stabilize the economy via instituting the Gold Reserve Act of 1934 and revaluing gold at whatever he wants? He has the power to do it. I believe that he knows that. At least I hope he does, that he has the power to do that. We could end central banking today by executive order, but instead, let's see, he signed an executive order that we're getting rid of paper straws and going back to plastic. I'm not making that up. Look it up for yourself, okay? This is part of the flurry of executive orders that have been flung at us all. Imagine that. You can't make this stuff up. Only in a dystopian environment could something like that actually happen, but it did. But it actually did. Anyway, look, let me say something else here. So I hope you guys and girls are clear on understanding what we're seeing here and why we're seeing inflation right now. All right. The economy has been dead and buried all through Obama, all through Trump, all through Biden. And now here we are now at the end of Biden where we started to see all this inflation. And it gave President Trump all the ammunition he needed to blame Biden for inflation during the entire campaign, but then he finally admitted it was the Federal Reserve. I don't know if that was a slip of the tongue or whatever it might have been, but again, the truth always comes out. You can try to hide from the truth. One day, one moment in the future, it's coming back at you. So I say always stay true to your word, because if you lie or mislead, you're in a lot of trouble. It's going to come out. Anyway, look, with regard to this market, the stock market, again, is so distorted from any kind of reality. The bubble in the stock market and in real estate is so absolutely massive on the back of what? What has caused this problem? Artificially suppressed rates, currency devaluation here. This mechanism here of fostering this wealth transfer right up to the 1-2 percenters via the Cantillon effect. It looks like Elizabeth Warren is well aware of the Cantillon effect and President Trump as well, because they're what they want to do by having the Fed cut rates is foster that even more so. Doesn't mean the stock market's going to definitely go anywhere again. Generally, when you have this kind of a mechanism, it is a way to push up the stock market. But here we have a clear situation where the law of diminishing returns applies. And we're done. We're at that point of maximum saturation. The market is in a lot of trouble here. And without, a couple of things would need to happen to push the stock market higher. Vastly expanding the debt, which we're going to get anyway. We're going to see debts and deficits balloon on a scale that we've never seen before moving forward here. If you thought this was bad over the next few years, you haven't seen anything yet with regards to that. Again, the situation of global debt, being that we still have a debt-based economic financial system, which we President Trump could change with the executive order, Gold Reserve Act 1934, he could do it today. Choosing not to do that, you let me know why. Okay, what else is happening? We could do this now. Anyway, vast debt expansion could potentially push the stock market higher on the back of currency devaluation. Obviously, that would mean lower rates, which I believe the Fed is going to do anyway. They floated that wallard thing creature to say, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to do it anyway. Of course they're going to do that because central banks, that's their main goal, is to inflate. Are we on the same page? And who pays for it? Well, we do, you and I. So here's the situation. If we understand the debt market is a monster, it's a time bomb, it's going to go off. We need action to be taken. Again, executive order, Gold Reserve Act 1934, President Trump could save the entire world by just executing an executive order using his authority to enforce the Gold Reserve Act of 1934, monetizing gold right now, backing the dollar with gold right now, revaluing it at whatever he wants. I say it would have to be $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 an ounce. That's what we could fix the entire system. We could take down the Federal Reserve. If we could take down the Fed, they all fall. You do realize what I'm saying to you? The world would be freed from having to live under this regime of central banking, which is destroying us all by design. It's a wipeout. It's an extinction level event. President Trump has the power to do it, to save the world economy, to save the middle class people of the world right now by executing his right as the president of the United States to enforce the Gold Reserve Act of 1934. It would be the greatest presidential act in the history of the entire world, honestly, to get us back onto it. We have been guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution a constitutional money system, people. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that we can have a fiat monetary system run by central banks here, which are not even part of the government. Imagine our shock. How did this happen? Well, I'm going to leave that up to you guys and girls to figure that one out, all right? So look, I hope you guys and girls got something out of this video. You got to be hedged here. With regard to the debt bubble, it's a monster. It's going to engulf the earth. It's going to create a problem of access to resources on a biblical scale. A biblical scale. Shut down of the economy via the stopping of the flow of credit, also known as debt, through the economy. You got to be hedged, man. You got to be your own central bank. Have hard assets here because people are going to see a movement of cash that you're not going to believe. Debt bubble bursts. You're going to see the stock markets of the world get erased. Oh, the offset. Oh, cost of living is going higher. Oh, it's offset from my 401k. This is someone who's actually brain dead. Completely brain dead. All right, but this is what you're hearing from people. I hear it. You can't make this stuff up, but that's what people think. Okay, it's not being offset by anything. It's an illusion. Once you wake up, finally, bang. Some people really do need a good crack right across the face. Pretty good one too. They won't wake up. Every excuse you can imagine is gonna. I mean, people again, they're fearful, and I get that. So their brain has to disengage or engage in some kind of, again, what would you expect in a dystopian environment like we're in right now? Zombies. The zombie apocalypse is real. The zombie farm. You see the zombie farm videos I did. Zombie farm 1, zombie farm 2. It's real. Look it up. Go check out those videos here. But you got to be hedged, understanding that we're gonna see movement of cash through these markets that's going to spin people's heads around like The Exorcist. Debt market implosion is going to wipe out the stock markets of the world so fast and so rapidly. People are going to go, what happened? As they always do. Cash is just going to move into another reality. And that is going to move, in my opinion, as I've been telling you, and I've never wavered from this ever, into commodities, especially gold, silver, my favorite asset of all time. And I still say it's going to go going into cryptocurrencies as well. That's where we're going. But I'm gonna really say it one more time. President Trump could change this today by enforcing the Gold Reserve Act of 1934. We could save not just the United States, but the entire world. President Trump would go down in history. He would never be forgotten. It would be a moment in time that people would talk about forever. It's how we got to this place and the one man who got us out of it. Do you think he's going to do it? How many of you actually believe that President Trump is going to exercise his right as President of the United States to save the economy, to stabilize it? Look up the Gold Reserve Act of 1934. A president can stabilize the economy via enforcing the Gold Reserve Act of 1934. Monetize gold. Revalue gold. Give us back what we're guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, a constitutional money system. Do you really want to be? Do you really, really want to be the crypto capital of the world? Would you rather be returned to a constitutional money system? It's a no-brainer, people. All right? Are we on the same page? Look, guys and girls, I have one problem. I may not be able to do a video later. If I can't get out a live stream, I will try to get out a post-market video. You may not see me later. I apologize for that, but I'll keep you all informed, all right? Love you guys and girls from the heart. If I have earned your thumbs up with this video, if you've seen anything here that you've never seen before, where we are now, okay, why we are seeing inflation here, it's not because the economy is picking up. It's because, again, all these extra bills in whatever form they exist are starting to come home. And Warren's plan and Trump's plan right now to have the Fed lower rates is going to exacerbate that problem. Much worse. And even if the Fed doesn't lower rates, you can't stop the flow of bills in any form they exist now coming back here to the United States and chasing the same amount of goods. Prepare yourselves for a worst case scenario with regard to inflation. Because there's no roadblock. There's nothing standing in the way of this. We could stop it. Contract the money supply, vastly raise rates, absolutely would destroy the stock market. I get that. The stock market is getting destroyed anyway. It's getting destroyed anyway, people. Does Greg really not know what he's talking about? Honestly? I love you guys and girls from the heart. I want to hear from you on what we have spoken about. Make sense to you? Does it make sense to you? Let me know, because I really want to hear from you on this one, all right? And please, please share this video and get it out there, all right? I'll see you later. I hope.